Hello and welcome to the Advancing Women in Leadership podcast. My name is Kelly Plater and I am an assistant professor in the School of Business and Economics, as well as the director for internship for our school.
And my name is Lori Doyle, and it's my pleasure to serve as program director for our curriculum and instruction program in our MAED, and I also serve as an instructor for courses in that program. And it is our pleasure to introduce and welcome Mariah Lucas, and she has graciously agreed to do this interview for our podcast series. And so without further ado, I'd like to ask Mariah to just briefly introduce herself and describe her role here at Concordia.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mariah Lucas. I have the privilege of being the Director of Career Development and Vocation here at Concordia University Irvine. I have the opportunity to empower students to explore their calling and purpose through various roles like assessments, one-on-one coaching, and practical tools. I get to sit with students while they explore who God is calling them to be. I've been at Concordia since August of 2018, and I serve in the School of Ed as an academic advisor for the master's programs, and then transitioned into the Director of Career Development and Vocation in December of last year.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Mariah. So how would you describe your preferred leadership style or experience that has helped you advance your leadership walk?
I would describe my preferred leadership style as empowered exploration. I like to come alongside students and empower them to make calculated risks on their own by providing resources and tools that they can use to make educated decisions. I don't like to come in and kind of say, here's what you need to do, because sometimes my ideas don't work for students. And so helping them critically think and make decisions on their own builds their trust in themselves and their decision-making skills, and also makes it feel like they're doing it on their own.
I love that, Mariah. You're so student-focused in your approach. Another professional question here would be to ask if you have any goals or visions for your role. Where do you see this going in the future for you?
I would love to see my office expand and have other people as resources for students to lean on. But one of the goals I have is for students to come into my office and be able to make decisions confidently, whether it's choosing their major or clarifying their values and strengths and doing personal exploration for career goals and really being able to feel empowered to make decisions about their futures. I've noticed that some students come into my office and they're making decisions for the first time. They've had parents guiding or teachers guiding in high school, and now that they're in college, this is the first chance to make calculated risks on their own. And so one of my goals would be that as they're making those calculated risks, they feel empowered and supported through that.
We've talked specific things that you have in mind, events, things you want to try out. So can you share with us a few things that you have in mind?
Absolutely. I provide one-on-one coaching with students, and I do resume reviews and cover letter reviews. But some of the events that I want to have on campus would be etiquette dinners, where we bring students in and we teach them the etiquette of eating with employers or networking with other people around a table. I'm a firm believer that ministry happens around food. Jesus incorporated food into many of his ministry events. And so being able to sit down with leaders in different fields or different majors and having that conversation of where has God led you and how have you gotten to this place, I think is invaluable for students. And doing it around breaking bread and community, I think just kind of brings Jesus's desires for us into it and breaking bread together and building those relationships. So etiquette dinners is something I would love to incorporate regularly throughout the school year and in different departments. Another event that I like to do is headshots and hangouts, where we get to provide students with a professional headshot for LinkedIn or Handshake that they can use when applying for jobs after Concordia.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing those. Can't wait.
And we'd like to segue into now some personal questions. You're not brand new to Concordia, but I'm sure there's still some people on campus who haven't had the opportunity to meet you. So tell us a few things that we might not know about you.
Something that you may not know about me is I have an obsession with hippopotamuses. I think hippos are the best animal in the world and that the world needs hippos. When I was 7 years old, I went on a safari in Kenya and I got to see hippos in the wild and I was just mesmerized by them. When they like shake their ears, I think that's the most adorable thing. They're these large, powerful animals that are incredibly graceful, but also fiercely territorial. And so I love that there's so many attributes that you wouldn't necessarily see in a hippo that makes them who they are. My life goal is to pet a hippopotamus.
You're brave.
Another thing that people may not know about me is I love to read and I have a reading challenge that I do every year. Last year I read 55 books. And this year, my goal is 65. I'd like to build up to reading 100 books a year. But juggling two kids in grad school while also working full-time doesn't make for the best reading environment all the time.
Wow, but I'm so impressed that you met that goal last year, that I'm just in awe. And I really had no idea that you were a hippopotamus fan.
Huge hippo fan.
Love it so much. Well, you mentioned books and how many you read last year. So do you have a favorite book? And if you do, what is it and why?
My favorite book is always changing based on what I've read that year. My current favorite book that has been a favorite for probably about a year now would be Designing Your Life by Bill Barnett. And it's a book that provides practical tools in identifying your values and goals and designing a life that you truly love and feel fulfilled in. And so it looks at not only your work life, but your personal life and development over time and how to design a life that you feel proud of. It talks about life isn't always perfect and you hit roadblocks and experience things that can be challenging, but you can still have a life that you love and that you feel fulfilled in, even when those challenges arise. And so it's been a really good book to provide practical tools to students, but also in evaluating my life and making sure that I have a work-life balance and ebb and flow that makes me feel fulfilled at the end of the day.
I love that so much.
Yeah, that's so well said and really flows nicely into our next question would be, since you mentioned core values and thinking through the things that matter in your life, what is a mantra or a motto or a Bible verse that that you live by?
A Bible verse that I live by is Esther 4:14. And for if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to your royal position for such a time as this. I think in life we can find ourselves in situations that we may feel unprepared for or overwhelmed by, and it can be hard to see where God is in those moments or how he's going to use them. And so when those moments arise, I try to remind myself that I don't know what God's bigger picture is, but I do know that he's present with me and that I may be in this specific moment for something greater than what I'm able to see. And that's helped me through a lot of challenges in life and hard places. And it just brings me hope when I reflect on that, that I don't have to have everything figured out or even be able to orchestrate the end goal, but that God has a bigger picture and calling.
I love that so much. And I appreciate you sharing that. So my question to you now is if you could give your younger self advice, what would it be?
Oh, if I could give my younger self advice, I think it would be to relax a little and not feel like everything has to be planned out. I am very type A and very planning focused. And so I can get overwhelmed when things don't go my way or when a plan gets interrupted. And becoming a parent has definitely taught me.
Speaking of that.
Becoming a parent has definitely taught me the need for trusting on someone other than myself to have that bigger plan.
Describe one pivotal time, and this can be based on something personal or professional, that has changed or affected the way that you approach your work-life balance. And it's neat that you did already mention that work-life balance. So this is hopefully something that you have thought about.
A pivotal moment in my life would be when my dad was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. Up until that point, I kind of felt like nothing could touch me. I hadn't lost too many people close to me. I hadn't really experienced challenges that I couldn't overcome on my own. And so being thrown into this life of navigating doctor's appointments and care for my dad, while also being newly married and establishing that relationship and then juggling grad school, it was a lot to handle. And I had to learn that sometimes there are things in life that become priority that everything else has to kind of fall to the wayside. And so learning to navigate that, I realized that jobs can come and go, and that in those moments, God can provide doors that you could never anticipate or expect. And so learning to trust, again, going back to Esther 4:14, maybe we are in a position for such a time as this, and trying to navigate how to come back to Christ in moments. I think up until that point in life, I had never had to fully rely on Christ to get through situations. It was always kind of, well, Jesus is there, but I'm kind of doing this on my own, or I was able to work harder or smarter to get to where I wanted to go. And watching the process of losing a parent to cancer is incredibly challenging. And so really learning to hold both in your hand loosely and not grip too tight on the things that we feel are ours in life really gave me a perspective of everything can change at a moment's time, and to really be grateful for the time we have together. And so it's taken pressure off of me to have to succeed and, you know, chase big career goals, because I realized that that personal life, parenthood, motherhood, being a wife is so important, and time is so fleeting. And so to cherish both of those things, but also not to hold them too tightly.
Thank you for that. Just beautiful reminder about gratitude and living each day with a heart of thanks. Thanks so much for being willing to share that with us.
Yes, thank you so much for your vulnerability and just being so open. Is there anything else you want Concordia to know about you or CUI community? Anything else you want to share?
I would love for the CUI community to know that as a career center and the director of career development, I am here to come alongside both students and faculty and staff. And my goal is to create and foster partnerships with students and faculty and staff so that students feel empowered and mentored throughout their time here at Concordia, so that as they launch into careers, they feel like Concordia has really supported them along their journey, and they feel confident in stepping into their professions to share who Christ is and the practical ways that they do their jobs.
Well, thank you so much. That's beautifully said. And for those of you who don't know, Maria is also a mama to a brand new little baby boy, and she's been so gracious to give us her time today. We got to see a quick sneak peek of him on here, but I'm sure a few of you got to hear a few of his coos and hellos and sneezes. but just thank you so much for being a beautiful example of, you know, a woman on campus who's leading the way and forging her own path, and just being such a great example of Christ to our students, to our faculty, to our staff. So thank you for all that you do. And thank you so much for your time today.
We really appreciate you, Mariah, and wish you all God's blessings on your ministry at Concordia.
Thank you. It was fun being a part of this.
This has been Concordia University Irvine's Advancing Women Leadership Podcast. Thanks for listening, and have a blessed day.